This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is anybody in this room, are you almost done? What is that, a Ricola?
Yes, sorry.
What are you doing? Ricola!
I didn't want to be like crunching it.
The song is ending, and I look over at Erin, and she's like, trying to hork down some sort of hard candy.
It's a cough drop, yeah. Okay. My throat was hurting. Thanks for caring.
Sorry. Does anybody in this room have the confrontation gene?
No.
A little.
So I had a
that felt kind of confrontational to me.
I mean,
just
okay.
Just that.
So I had this thing that happened to my son and I took a trip recently, mm-hmm. and I don't know what was going on, but when we got to the airport, like you come down the escalator to get on the trains, and there's usually like 10 or 15 people kind of milling around by the trains.
Yeah.
As we're coming down the escalator, it's like Grand Central Station at 5 o'clock in the middle of New York. So I don't know if the trains had failed for a little while, but there was 1,000 people.
Jeez.
Like it is
full.
Full. And you're just like, it's a concert. You're just like, now we are there early enough that we're going to make our flight regardless. So I'm like, bud, we can just hang back and let people get on and whatever. So finally a train shows up. People kind of force their way on. I'm like, we're going to get on the second or third train. Next train comes. People are kind of piling on. We barely make it on the train. Doors start to close. And then somebody does that thing where if you touch the door at all, then it opens the doors of all the trains.
Way, yeah.
And then on comes Alan Roach or Kim Christensen going, yeah. Please stand clear of the doors. You're delaying the departure of this train. Well, it wasn't anybody on my car that prevented the doors from closing. But as all the doors open, the throngs of J-holes who are waiting decide this is my opportunity to get on.
I can fit in there.
Okay.
But I'm against the door.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And a 4 foot nothing woman comes in and treats me like a tackle dummy in training camp.
Okay.
I'm not exaggerating one bit.
Keep the legs moving.
She put her shoulder into me. You know how you have to stand the thing up and move it down the field? She did that to me, then glanced off of me, did it to Noah, and did it to another person to get her and her bag onto the train.
Oof. Okay.
And now we all know that we hate this person.
Mm-hmm.
What are we supposed to do? I don't have any direction for this to go, but this has been eating at my soul. It was like my son, when we finally got out of there, we got off on like B, and she hadn't gotten off yet. We got off, and the other person she glanced off of also got off. And as soon as the door closed, we all became tough guys. We're like, what a bee! We should have told her! Everyone felt the same way about this person.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody had the cojones to look at her and say something.
Yeah, I don't know. Because the airport's so weird because you'll never see these people again.
So then why can't you?
Exactly, so say something.
Would you?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't. See,
yes, I absolutely
but
would.
But I go the other way. Of like, I'll never see him again. It's not worth it.
She just did something rude.
I would say something kind of passive of like, you could say, excuse me, or just something like that.
I've said this before, and I don't know. Like, I want to explore this a little bit. If I'm at a steakhouse, and I said this the other night when we were out drinking and TX wasn't. If we're at a steakhouse and I order a steak medium rare, mm-hmm. and they come out with salmon well cooked, I eat it.
Really?
It's not remotely what I ordered, and it's cooked no way I would want something. But I am never going to send food back. Never, ever. I've known people who work in restaurants, and they're like, don't send food back. Don't do it.
But if they get it wrong.
Yeah, you absolutely send it back, because maybe the salmon was supposed... At that same instance, there were a couple of times where they brought us drinks that we did not order.
I know. And I was going to drink them.
But they went to the table right next to us. That's the salmon.
That was an espresso martini, and I wanted
that.
It looked really good.
I agree. But I know that our table didn't order.
You guys were like football players trying to get to that.
It's mine. But I know that the table next to us ordered it, so I'm not going to take it. Same with the salmon. Maybe that went to someone else. I'm trying to look out for them.
I can't. I don't know how to do it.
In that situation, you're trying to help them out. Mm-hmm. If it was a steak that was well done instead of rare plus,
yeah,
then
I definitely wouldn't say anything, but I'd be very upset.
Yeah, I would be upset, but I would eat that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. If it's just the wrong order, then it's probably the wrong table. It's just supposed to go somewhere else.
And let's be honest. You're not saying anything.
You think he's going to eat the salmon?
No, he's having his wife do it.
Oh, yeah.
Tiak, it's the main reason this man is married, because
she's better at it. Why would I deprive her of what she's good at?
Oh my god!
All right, so Angie needs to come with me.
Yeah,
the next
she's
time
HR. She deals with uncomfortable situations all the time.
What do you think she would have said to the girl who linebacker dummied me? What do you like? I need to know. And please text in at 51059. Would you say something like, you guys, when we get off the, like, as soon as we get done talking about this, I'm literally going to walk to you and I'm going to hit you as hard as she hit me. Okay. And you're going to freak out.
Wow.
Cause it's like, she put her weight into it.
My wife probably would have said, excuse me or excuse you or something, which is the word, like, excuse you is very like,
That's sort of where Aaron's at then, right? All right. Mm-hmm. But I don't get physical and shove her back off the train.
No.
Come on.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.